on the fly.
Yeah, you are moderately witty. I would say you're very witty, and I would say that's a big reason why I decided that you and Scott need, and I need to start a podcast.
You know, like,
because I'm an attention whore, and you and Scott are funny, witty people. So like, it's like, boom, I think everything's about me. I'm selfish and think that, you know, the world revolves around me. And you guys are funny. So if I start a podcast with two funny guys and I'm an attention whore, then, like, we maybe got something going for us. Yeah, so.
We got some bocce going on here.
We do. We do have some bocce going on. It's Conversations Lost Art. We're Grown Men Culling. This is Lee's Bachelor Party episode number 2.
Yep,
and we're just going to keep it going.
I'm still Chris.
And I'm also still Lee. And I'm still getting married on August 27th. And it's still my bachelor party. And we still don't know what stag means.
Oh, stag is the English version of bachelor party.
Why?
Oh, so why are we using English terminology?
Well, because we come from...
Is it shorter?
No.
And Canadians...
I personally think it's a better term, quite frankly, than bachelor party.
I like bachelor party.
Especially when you get to the X on the female side. Like... Bachelorette party, that's a fucking mouthful. Just shorten it up. Stag.
Three syllables is a mouthful?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kids watch this show.
No, they don't. Don't lie to me.
So I went out on a couple dates with this girl from LA that I met in Vegas. And anywho, I was telling her I was going to Stag, and she's like, what?
So Americans have no idea what stag
is. No idea what a stag is.
Just like Ontarians, apparently. Shout out to our friend Eric DeRoche and our friend Trevor Webb, who have no idea what a windup is, and they live in Ontario.
Friends of the show.
I don't think they have windups. Ontario people, especially from like the Toronto region, are a little more cold than I find. They're a little more cold than Saskatchewan people. Like, they're a little meaner to strangers. They're a little more on the American side of a Canadian. Well, Eric has been on the show before.
Yeah, which one should we bring in the show now?
Oh, let's go Eric. Let's go Eric. He's of age. He's a little more douchey.
He's probably sleeping.
He does have twins. Trevor's got a heart of gold. Eric has a heart of gold, too, but Trevor's a little more innocent still. I mean, it's good to have a douche on the show because, I mean, it changes up the vibe. Saying that with a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek, but there's a reason why my good friend Josh and I nickname Eric DeRoche D-Bag. Because it suits him. He's a fucking...
We were calling him D-Bag before.
He's a D-Bag, but he's a great guy. But he can be...
He's probably not going to answer because he's just like, yeah, Exeter's calling. This doesn't happen. Last time it happened was like 4 months ago.
No, I'm going to leave him alone. Hey, Eric, it's your boyfriend. I know that you probably don't want me leaving messages on your cell phone. You don't want the wife and the kids to find out about it, but I just want you to know that I went to the doctor and I have HIV and also full-blown AIDS, both HIV and full-blown AIDS. So sorry, you just put it into my butt last night. And you gave it to me so much that I bled. And I don't know if you remember this. You were pretty drunk, but your penis bled too. So we got each other's blood in each other. So you probably want to go see your doctor pronto. And you probably want to tell your wife and your kids and your family and all your sexual partners, because I'm pretty 100% positive that you have full-blown AIDS. So, you know, if you want to get back to me about this unfortunate situation, go to gmcpod.podbean.com and follow us on Twitter at gmcpod. And call our good friend Chris back, and we will get to the bottom of the situation. So sorry, bud, you got AIDS, and best of luck with your twins and your wife and your marriage, and I hope that you can stay on this earth longer than 2 years, because Magic Johnson has done well, but he has a lot of money, and you're a firefighter, so you save a lot of lives, and the karma might keep you around on this earth a little bit longer. But I don't know that firefighters make as much as Hall of Fame basketball players. And if you watch South Park, the way that you stay alive when you have AIDS is you inject money into your veins, like Magic Johnson does in South Park. So I don't know how much longer you're going to be living, but hopefully the karma will keep you alive. Sorry, but you have AIDS. Bye. Eric DeRoche.
14.
Eric, ladies and gentlemen.
14-minute voicemail.
Yeah.
Turn that off. 10 seconds in.
I mean, there's probably a limit to the length of a message that you can leave.
Like, you start hitting 3 to advance in the message after a while.
You keep hitting 3.
Yeah. Lee left me a message. Bunch of Lee bullshit.
Well, let's call Trevor Webb then. Let's get a younger voice of the generation. On the show because he's a youngin. He listens to the worst music ever. I don't understand music of today.
What music?
Like, how is Drake a good rapper?
Well, he's not
swear by Drake. He's fucking.
He's pretty bad.
Toronto loves Drake. Okay?
What is the substance in his lyrics? I called you on the cell phone. I know when a hotline bling. Like, I just, what I makes that a good rapper versus like Atmosphere, Say Francis, even Eminem? Okay, I'll leave him the same message. The exact same message, word for word.
a little shorter. Cut it down.
Okay, I'll cut it down.
5 minutes.
Call ended. I don't get to leave a message?
It said he didn't have voicemail. Fucking Adrian.
Well, let's do that. Maybe we should call Adrian. You want to call Adrian? We can call Adrian Webb.
Oh, I just got a text.
It's a call-in show. It's like our radio.
I'm in a movie. What's up? Says Trevor Webb.
Oh. Ask him. Just tell him. Yeah, that's a faux pas. What a dick. You don't text in movies. Tell him, fuck you for texting in movies. That's a dick move. And call us back if you want to be on the Girl Mad Coloring
don't
podcast.
Don't be a Tommy texter.
Don't be a Tommy. That is what they call it. Tommy texter. Yep.
Yeah, I think you should wear those yellow pants more.
No, they're so skinny.
They look good.
Skinny pants. I don't wear skinny jeans.
Okay, so we should talk about something in this episode here, aside from just like bullshitting.
Okay, I'm out of here.
You're out of here.
Okay.
Thanks for coming, man.
Thank you for cooking.
Thank you.
Have a safe one.
I will. My goal is to not puke. I do not want to throw up tonight. I know it's going to happen. I will. I don't want to throw up.
We'll take care of it.
I just don't want to see him behind bars. I don't care where he pukes.
I'm going to write on your shirt.
Thanks for coming, Jack. Puke. Appreciate it. No, you don't. You can't. Are you writing in that I have to puke? That's not allowed. No. Come on.
You don't get it.
All right. I don't get a say. If there's a box that I don't check off, then whatever. But I really don't want to throw up tonight.
You got it.
No, I don't got it. Why?
This happens once. Well, presumably once in your life.
It's supposed to happen once in your life. That doesn't mean you gotta throw up. Like, the better chance I throw up, the better chance I don't remember something. I want to remember everything. Yeah.
I was like, I was trying to hold it.
We'll remember it for you.
That's not good enough. It's not good enough.
I don't remember all mine, so you're right.
Well,
I owe you a sharpshooter.
You do owe me a sharpshooter. That's true. I put Colin in the sharpshooter.
That makes sense.
I didn't see. I was watching the game.
Dan, our coach of the Stallions Baseball Club, Dan Asham. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if he wants to be on the show at all. Okay, sorry. Probably makes him uncomfortable, but best coach I've ever played for.
Chat, right?
Yeah.
What's the term for it?
Garble.
Garble?
Yeah. We had the Stallions.
This is Garble Chat.
This is Garble Chat. Yeah, this is Garble. The coaches aren't usually involved in the Garble Chat. So our baseball team, we have like a group chat so that when we know, like, okay, who's coming to the game, who's coming to practice, I garble too much and I get kicked out. Yeah, I'm a garbler.
Who wants to take the champs on?
Family game time
chance. I made such a good shot, and then Scott goes in and he just knocks my ball away.
I'm good at sports.
Bocce's a sport, man. Are you reigning Beasley?
It's a game. Not the games aren't important.
We beat those guys once. That's
that's my whole
evil. Call them right backyard sports, all right?
Yeah. They're games.
They're only thing. No one wants to play. They're the only thing we're good at.
Just play a rematch.
I'll play Bocce.
Go.
Do I need a partner here?
You need a team of
right, and Travis. Sure,
I'll take that one. There you go.
I'm gonna break it here. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta sit on the stool.
Call it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Don't worry. Don't
all right. Well, garble. So our ball team. Son. We have a group chat for like when games are happening, when practices are happening. If someone's, you know, having a stat, like just important stuff.
Okay.
But then we had this chat, and it got. We'd just post like funny videos.
Sure.
Funny movie, like.
Because it's the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, internet and like you know funny jokes and stuff, and eventually got and. At one point, the way the term garble started is one of our coaches, Joe, just got so fed up. He's at work. He's trying to get work done. And every time that somebody has something to contribute, like a funny comic or something, he's like, you guys realize that everyone on this team can see everything on this chat. Like, I'm at work. I don't need to be bombarded by your guys' garble. And he left this funny, this emoticon that none of us have ever seen before of this, like, mad face. This, like, and it's after he says, garble. And then we kicked him out of the chat because, like, okay, you don't want our garble. Fuck you, Joe. Beat it. And then made, like, memes of, like, his term garble and then his little chat after. And then, you know, months go on. And eventually it's like, Joe was right about the garble. Like, this is a bit much.
It's too much.
Like, we're trying to find out about ball practices and ball games.
I just asked what time we play.
And
I got 40 memes.
I'm reading a comic book. Like, this is a bit much. I got kicked out of the garble chat right before my birthday. So people are wishing me a happy birthday, and I'm not even in the chat.
Lee Connell has been
like, you know, everyone on the team, happy birthday, Lee. Meanwhile, I got kicked out because 2 days before my birthday party, I got in a little bit of a tiff with one of our ball teams about trying to get guys to play in a vault, like a whatever. But we got in a, and then they're like, yeah, you guys are both gone. Like, you guys could have had a private chat with each other about this shit. Like, and then a few other times I've posted shitty shit that didn't matter, and they're like, yeah, you're in the penalty box.
Like, I'm a part of exactly one team. At this point.
Oh, they're worse than anyone I've ever been. Our ball hockey team?
And that ball hockey, we have a ball hockey team.
Shout out to the book hockey ball hockey team.
Yeah, great guys.
Your group, great guys. Very heart of gold guys. I mean, decent team, not great.
We're not terrible.
We try hard.
We try hard. But we are not tryhard.
Well, I'm a bit of a tryhard. I play every sport as a tryhard.
You are, yeah.
I try hard in everything.
You're 32 and you play more sports than you did when you were 16.
Yeah.
You're a tryhard.
I'm a tryhard.
All right.
But, you know, as a whole, we try hard. And we're not that good, but we're not that bad.
We gel sometimes. The rest, we're kind of like curdled milk.
But the group chat is... I've never seen something as fucking garbly as our group chat. It's horrendous. It's bad.
It's bad jokes.
It's really bad. And not funny. Not funny jokes.
And just kind of like, it's like faux, like, gaydom, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, everyone, like, I remember my first beer.
Yeah.
I remember being, like, early 20s when, like, making a gay joke. You just had to, like, say a gay something, and it was funny. But, like, now if you're going to make a gay joke, you got to be very creative.
It's got to be eloquent.
There's got to be a special art to it.
Yeah.
And, like, when one of the jokes, great guy on our team, I told him that the Penguins, you know, they won the Capitals. They beat the Capitals. And, like, his joke to me was, like,
I think you're like, sexy or something.
I could
like that?
Get down on my knees and blow you right now. I'm like, well... You don't need to do that. I mean, all I did is tell you the score of the game. I mean, there's a saying that is, don't shoot the messenger. Well, don't blow the messenger either, because all I did is tell you the score of the game. And I mean, you could have mentioned...
Unless they're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, whatever. You could have said something about thumbs and butts, or, you know, like, a little more creativity than just, like... earnestly looking me in the eyes and like, I could blow you right now. It's like, no, for sure, don't do that.
Okay, but wait. What if it... Okay, but is that really a gay joke, though? Because what if a girl could say the same thing and it's still a joke, right?
But you're like...
But it's not a girl.
In the same context, it would be because he's married.
Well, getting married.
Married.
Yeah. And he is.
Oh, I know, but like.
This guy is married and has kids.
So in either case, it would be
whatever. It's fine. I'm not mad about it, other than that it just wasn't very funny.
I expect more.
So you're more.
You're more in a gay joke. If you're making a gay joke now, we're 30 as fuck.
Yeah.
There's got to be, like, a very. Like, you gotta be funny about the way.
I don't know. Well, give us an example.
And it's just like, yes. Always like,
What should he have said that would have been funny?
That's a good question. I don't know. All it is on that chat is like, oh, the attractiveness level of our team. Like, it's just like, it's just not that funny.
It's not. It's
good guys. Nice whatever, guys. Whatever. Nice guys. But like, yeah, eventually it turned out that Joe was right and we need to have a separate chat for Garble. If you don't give a shit about our funny jokes we say to each other, turn the notifications for the chat off and then we'll have our Stallions chat
honestly,
where we talk about...
I did that because like, in our team chat because I was like... It's fine, you guys have your fun, but I'm just like, I can pay attention to the app, I know what to, like, the most team-relevant information online, is, like, someone will ask, what time's the game, where do we play? It's like, well, it's kind of posted online, and there's an app, and I'm like, I'm not going to respond. It's like, I get it, maybe if you're out in a boat, and for some reason you can access
and everyone's, everyone's got data plans apparently.
If you can access Facebook.
I don't, but apparently people get Facebook messages they get texts.
That's data.
But then why aren't we on GroupMe? Like, we could just have the GroupMe thing, and then you're going to get text messages all the time.
I muted it
on, like, day two.
A lot.
And well, I should have.
I check it, and y'all see it, I'll be like, okay.
This is relevant I don't even know if any of the book hockey guys listen to this podcast.
I don't think they do.
But we're just venting. Because, okay. I mean, book hockey, up your gay joke game, because it's not very good. So
good team name.
Good game.
Good jerseys.
Good guys.
All good.
Good guys. We had a good season. We overachieved.
Better internet jokes.
You gotta be kidding me.
Better internet jokes. We overachieved as a team, though. As much as it was disappointing to...
We won five in a row there.
We were not that good. Yeah. We were not... But we made the playoffs.
We were 4-7, and then we won five in a row. And then we
made the playoffs.
We beat the top two teams who were undefeated.
During that run.
Back-to-back.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
We beat
and
one
then you lost first round playoffs?
Yes.
Well, no. Yes.
Promptly. And we went down the tubes. I had to miss like three or four playoff games at the end, and I was pissed off just because the scheduler didn't do it nicely for me. So, kids, activities, etc. Whatever.
It's always interesting to me when people come up with these like obscure sports stats, like we won this many games out of this many. It's like, well, why did you pick that number? And it shows that if you go back, like you know how sometimes they'll say they won 18 in their last 23?
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, well, how'd they do in their last 30?
Yeah.
And it's usually the 21 of their last 30. It's like, it's not as impressive.
Yeah.
It's usually a reason they find a number that looks good.
But still, if a team gets hot, you kind of want to emphasize, if a team gets hot the same way a team gets cold, you kind of want to emphasize the hot streak or the cold streak. And I think that's probably why you have convenient numbers. Because, yeah, there'll be teams that don't win 10 in a row, but they win 10 of their last 12. So it's like they won 4 in a row, they lost 1, they won 6 in a row, they lost 1. That's not really that impressive, but 10 of your last 12 is impressive. Versus same thing with losing 10 of your last 12. Like,
no, I get why you do it for sports. It makes for more entertainment. Like,
more convenient. Yeah. They're emphasizing the hot streak or the cold streak.
Just always funny. So arbitrary.
I took a little bit of
it means nothing.
I heard a good FP Santangelo, who's one of the Nats, does the media for the Nats, used to play for the Expos, which anyone that ever plays for the Expos and then does something for the Nationals is always grabbing at my heartstring, because I'm one of the, apparently, 2% of Canadians root for the Nationals. So, like, they're very...
Is that high?
No, well, that's super... Yeah, exactly. But I'm one of the few Montreal Expos fans that follow the Nationals to Washington.
Yeah.
And he tweeted something that was... Or he retweeted something that was interesting. Is everyone in the MLB is going to win 53 games. Everyone in the MLB is going to... No. Everyone's going to win 54 games. Everyone's going to lose 54 games. It's all about what you do. No, it's 162 game season.
I actually brought...
So everyone... 162.
It's sort of like
so everyone's gonna win 54 games.
Like just in case, everyone get a little bit tired. Yeah.
Everyone's gonna win 54 games. Everyone's gonna lose 54 games. It's all about what you do with those other 54 games. It's what you do with the other 54 games. Everyone's gonna win 54. Everyone's gonna lose 54. The other 54 games determines whether you win the World Series or you are the worst team in the league.
No, it doesn't. It determines whether or not you make the playoffs. Because then there's games after that.
Yeah. MLB playoffs are the biggest crapshoot in sports.
Yeah. But that's 100%. What makes it cool, though, is that it's so different.
Yes and no. I would like to see a very expanded
If we
MLB.
Were in the U.S., though, and you could go to a game, like, once a week or once a month or something, that's even just regular season, it's so different, you know what I mean? Like, the playoffs are kind of... like you said, they're a
crapshoot.
Yeah. It's like a shootout in hockey, right? It's like
it's not quite that.
Football's the worst, I think. One game.
Yeah, I would like to see a ridiculous
first round. Usually, the playoffs is a crapshoot for sure.
I wouldn't mind if they took the season down maybe a month, and then you got like an actual a playoff system that. Was
similar to the NHL.
Not similar to the NHL, similar to the rest of the season. So, an NHL, like, you got to win 16 games to win the Stanley Cup. That is, in an 82-game season, that's almost a quarter of the season. In the MLB, you've got to win...
With the possibility of playing 28, right?
You know, in the MLB, you play 162-game season. You've got to win potentially a wild card game. You've got to win a best of three. You've got to win a best of seven. And then you've got to win a best of seven. So you got to win 10 games. Yeah. My math might have been wrong there. Count me up on that.
It's 11.
11, okay. I was off by one. That's pretty good. You got to win 11 or 12 games.
Usually 10.
11 or 12?
Usually you're not wild carding in, but yeah, okay. Like playoff.
So 11 games.
Usually 11. You 10 games.
You got to win a best of three.
4 and 2. 4, 3. Sorry, 11.
11. You got to win 11 games. 11 games versus 162 game season is nothing.
Yeah.
So they should almost be doing like best of
30. They should be 13 wins. Yeah.
Like it should be, you know, like in terms of if you look at the NHL or the NBA, what you got to win in the playoffs versus what you got to win in the regular season.
Yeah.
If you make that like comparable to the same,
the percentage,
and you could almost even go higher in baseball because of pitching. Because an NHL game and an NBA game is maybe a little bit different. Maybe a little bit different based on where you're playing. But it's basically the same game. Whereas in baseball, you're playing, you're facing a different pitcher every night.
Chris has a lot of it, though.
So you're just talking about getting more teams into the playoffs?
No, not more teams in the playoffs. I want the same amount of teams in the playoffs because I think that it's good that it's so hard to make the playoffs. But once you do, you should be playing, you should be facing the same starting pitcher at least two, maybe three times. You should be facing all of them, the whole staff. Because if you've got the best pitcher in the game, good for you. But what about the other three guys that start?
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Like, it's a big difference.
It's a three-man rotation as opposed to five.
Which, shorten your rotation, fine. But you should be facing... So,
but if it was at the same token, if it was best of 13 or even a best of 9, then it forces you to throw a fourth or fifth starter in, right?
Which may be even better because you're showing the depth of the team.
Exactly.
The deepest teams win, whereas playoffs, right? Like... Madison Bumgarner, loved his performance when the Giants won the 2012 World Series. Or was it 2014? I don't remember. Fucking drunk. But he threw Jack Morris when the Twins won. I love those performances where guys are just like, it's the World Series, I gotta nut up and do it. But it's like, great. Like, the guy pitched a ridiculous amount of innings to win his team a World Series. But at the same time, take that away a little bit. And allow for the rest of the staff, the best team, to, you know, like, just more games, more... It's ridiculous, it'll never happen, but baseball playoffs are the biggest crapshoot of all time. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We're probably beating a dead horse at a certain point. People don't want to have to talk in front of a laptop anymore to party. So we may do a third... Bachelor Party special, we may not, but thanks for listening. Grown Men Coloring. Follow us on Twitter at GMC Pod. I think I already named the GMCPod.com.
What's the name of your fiance?
Lisa.
Wait, what's her name?
Lisa. What are you doing? Why are you pointing the camera at me?
Your lady said, send me more snaps.
Oh, did you send her some funny ones?
I don't know what I sent her.
You're more drunk than me.
Oh, I'm very drunk.
But good, good.
I was quite frankly awful. Like, terrible
bocce
player.
The worst bocce player ever.
Bocce, it would have been...
Someone get Chris some water. I would like to hang out with you past 11 o'clock. So for sure, get some water.
Oh, one at the table, babes.
Is that Casey? 11 o'clock, late.
No, for sure. Huh? Who's this? Huh? Hello. How are you doing? For sure, get some water because I don't want to. You already didn't come to paintball, so I don't want you to not.
Because he was too drunk for paintball.
No, he's pulled his hammy playing slow pitch. What a loser.
So he could have sniped, man.
He could have sniped.
It's almost like hurting yourself playing dodgeball.
Hurt myself playing dodgeball once, and I felt like an idiot when that
balls
happened.
Balls are hard, man.
I was really scared. No, I tried to... a ball hit me. I tried to catch it. Thought I blew my knee out. And the first thought in my head was, well, also like, oh, geez, I might have blown out my knee. And then the second thought was... I can't believe I blew out my knee playing dodgeball.
Did I tell you about the guy from my work who broke his arm playing dodgeball? He threw a ball.
He did tell me about that. Snapped his upper arm.
Yeah.
Not even like didn't blow it.
He has a crazy scar.
He snapped his
whatever that bone is.
Whoa!
What are you doing? Chris is wrecking his parents. Not him. I mean,
as long as I didn't do it, then I don't got to explain myself. That's good. It's better to ask forgiveness than.
There you go.
How's it go? It's better to ask forgiveness
than permission.
Where's the permission to break your ball team?
Not here yet. I don't know if they're coming.
What a bunch of cops.
Brooks is coming after pitchers.
Yeah.
Maybe they're saying what? Maybe
pitchers.
They're on the garble chat.
Maybe they're on the garble chat. I don't know. Pitchers. He's got pitchers. Coaches.
He's got team pitchers.
He coaches the Saskatoon Giants. Yeah, shout out to the provincial champions of 2015 and 2014, actually. But Brooks won his provincial title as a coach in 2015.
His milk game was weak.
Underdog of the year. Almost dead last
going
to the provincials, and then they won provincials. So that's a feat in itself.
It's going to be
so, yeah.
Get in there.
You should drink some Gatorade and water because
on the other side.
I don't want you to not.
The big bucket.
You're almost done at this juncture. You just spilled on yourself.
You can just lay there
purpose.
And do this. If you want to
catch All right. Well, thanks for listening.
I'm not going to do a cake stand before
Chris's
Lee
mom is
going to
make. I'm not doing a cake stand.
I borrowed this Ethernet cable from work.
I don't have to check it off.
I promised I would bring it back in one piece.
I just don't want to throw up tonight, so I'm saying no a lot more.
Why are you so scared about it?
Because it sucks.
It sucks.
Have you ever thrown up?
Yeah, I fucking didn't leave my bed.
I threw up 3 days ago. I don't want to do it again. If I never did it again, it would be too late.
It's not our fault that you...
3 days ago, I went my racquetball wind up. Partying on a Tuesday, went there right after work.
Back again.
The plan was to start early, drink early, end early, be home by 10:30, but still have a fun
time.
It's
not our fault you did that, man.
It's not, but you guys are going to take the heat for me, because it's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
It's not your party.
And I drank too much, I got home at 10:30, but I threw up for 5 hours, and then I went to work the next morning.
You don't have to work tomorrow now, though, right?
I have to up at 6:30.
So
but
you
I should
stay in bed
okay
all day, puking your guts out.
I don't want to puke my guts out, though. Why? Why would I willingly do that?
Okay, wait. If you could have the best night in your entire life, but you had to puke your guts out for 5 hours the next day, would you say yes?
Yes.
There's no R.
Then Let's do it.
There you go. Done. Best night ever coming up.
Well,
that's the name of this show, by the way. Best night ever. Puking guts out for 5 hours.
5 hours. Is it like what kind of puking
you
your guts out? Is it?
You
like
good.
Straight?
No,
dry
like is it puking your guts out while your fiance like babysits you and takes care of you? And
there's no repercussions from your fiance.
Basically, gets sick. She got really sick looking after me. She was underslept and got a really bad cold from being underslept looking after my drunk, stupid ass all night.
That's not bad.
Didn't Charlie like to say here?
Yeah, no,
I love Chuck. Chuck's a
Chuck's a good dog. He's a shithead. He's a good dog.
He did.
I puked in a bucket, and then for whatever reason, I filled up the puke with in the bucket and threw it onto the grass because I guess I was emptying the puke bucket. But Charlie loves eating puke, so now I had to pick the puke up off the grass because Charlie can't eat boozy puke because booze is poison for dogs. And he probably did lick puke off my cheeks. I don't remember that part. But yeah, I could have killed my dog with, yeah, he was eating. I had to like hose down the puke, pick up the puke, throw it over the fence. Because
throw it in my neighbor's yard.
Yeah, throw it in a handful
of
puke.
Here. Like, I don't know my parents' neighbors, but...
No, I'll throw it onto the road. I threw it onto the road. I threw it onto Hampton Circle instead.
That adds up.
But, you know, puke. I had puke chunks.
You picked it up and threw it onto the sidewalk?
Well, yeah, because otherwise Charlie would eat it. And they could poison him because there could be booze
in
that.
Not some random dogs in
here. I never thought of that. I never thought of random dogs. I just thought of my own dog. I guess I'm selfish for my own dog.
Next time you take him on a walk.
Next time I take him on a walk, he might sniff over and eat some stuff, and I don't know what he's eating, and it turns out to be my puke.
What's the half-life of booze? It's probably not big.
The dogs are probably just going to have a nice meal of, like, old hamburger and pizza and love it more than ever. I swear it's Charlie's favorite thing to eat is my puke because, of course, it wasn't
It probably had mead.
The fucking Husalak mead that'll get you and wine. And I swear it's his favorite thing to eat. He loves, like... If you take him out, usually, like, first thing he wants to do when you take him outside, if it's been a long time since he's gone outside, is he wants to go pee. But if there's puke on the ground, he will totally forget that he has to piss in order to eat puke. He just gravitates right towards that puke. So I had to handful puke. I tried to run over the puke with a lawnmower because I was like, oh, that'll pick up and it'll go. And it didn't work. So I had to pick it up myself.
Barehanded.
And then, yeah, just bare hand, pick it. Not even bare hand. There wasn't enough there to bare hand, so I had to, like, pinch little chunks of puke out of the grass.
Chris wasn't there if you had to slap him in the face with it.
Yeah, he wasn't. So, yeah, so it was shitty. And, yeah, Lisa had to babysit me and make sure I didn't die all night. And then she got sicker. She was already sick. Then she got more sick because she got less sleep than she should have got. And yeah, it was a bad scene, so I'm trying to learn from my mistakes. And, you know,
you can learn from your mistakes tonight.
But I just learned from my mistakes yesterday, Tuesday. Just learned. So why do we need to...
My mother knows that I'm drunk.
Well, so does the entire internet, Chris.
The entire internet, all 16.
All six of our... Six. Our last podcast got 5 listeners. I don't know if you downloaded it.
I downloaded it. I just listened to it.
I think I have them automatically set down.
Yeah, so you have a list. So really, 3 people. Jeff Chow seems to be a pretty loyal listener. I don't know if he's still listening.
Is he right in?
I mean,
nobody sends any comments.
For what it's worth, you need to have him on the show.
I should, like, at this juncture.
We have our most loyal listening.
Yeah.
We need Chow. Need cross promotion with Dick in your ear.
Yeah. Well, once Clarky.
No, you want to call me Lee? I'm down with that.
All right. Once Clarky gets his podcast up and running, then your podcast is probably going to get 5 million listeners a month. So then we can come on as guests, and then maybe people will start listening to Grown Men Coloring.
Sure.
I mean, maybe. Baseball score.
Maybe just maybe. But anyways, thanks for listening. I think we're going to shut down. Yeah. So, words of wisdom.
Did you
drop some words of wisdom?
Okay, I will, but before I do this, I have an important question. Did you propose to Lisa or did Lisa propose to you?
You would be surprised. But I actually, shout out to the Nahorniacs. We have this, gonna get a little bit real right now. One of our stud pitchers, Stallions baseball player, passed away in a car accident, and we've started to do a tournament to raise money because he left behind a wife and a daughter. So we started doing a tournament to raise money for his daughter's trust fund. This is not funny anymore, so sorry if I'm making anyone
cool,
upset.
That's cool.
But yeah, we started raising money for her trust fund, and they have started. So we have our year-end awards, the Stallions baseball club team has our year-end awards at the end of the year, and we have a thing called the Dylan Nahorniak Memorial Award, and it's just for, you know, guys that, you know, try to be good and help out and stuff like that. And for whatever reason, they saw behind my douchebag persona, and I was awarded the Dylan Nahorniak Memorial Award, which is, I mean, the worst award to win, because it would be great if the award didn't exist. You don't want that award to exist, because it means one of your best friends has passed away, but it's the most, the biggest honor. So I won that award, and the Nahorniaks do a thing for whoever wins that award. Nobody, I didn't know that. Everyone, whenever, if you ever win this award, you don't know about it until it happens, but they fly you out anywhere in North America, anywhere, Canada, U.S., and Hawaii as well, and they fly you out, trip for two, anywhere you want to go. And I had this idea. Lisa is a big Harry Potter fan, or at least I tell her that she's a big Harry Potter fan, and then she's like, you know, you don't have to tell everyone I'm a big Harry Potter fan. Like, I'm a fan, but like, you're just like, oh, Lisa's a big Harry Potter. But they, I had this plan about this Diagon Alley, this Harry Potter land, opening up in Universal Studios. And I'm like, I think that's where I should propose to Lisa. Like, that would be a good idea. That would be fun. And it would also be fun to go to Mexico in December and have, like, an all-inclusive vacation. And then they awarded me this and told me this about the trip. And I was like, that would be a great, like, you know, a great award, a great, you know, thing. Like, I'll use this to propose to Lisa, and then we'll go to Mexico after. So they flew me out to Orlando. We went to Universal Studios, Harry Potter Land, all the other rides, whatever. And I was telling Lisa the whole trip that I was going to buy her a wand. I was going to buy her a magic wand. And she, I thought this was a great idea. And she's like, no, that's, like, it's pretty fucking nerdy. Like, I don't need a magic wand. Like, you don't gotta, and I'm like, no, you gotta have a wand. Like, we're going to Harry Potter Land. You love Harry Potter. I'm gonna get you a magic wand. She's like, well, you know, whatever. If you gotta do what you gotta do. And like, the night I proposed, I'm like talking her into this wand card. She's like, no, it's stupid. And I'm like, no, I gotta get you a wand. And then I bought the wand, and I had the ring with me the whole time. Didn't wanna, like, I was hoping to do, like, I was trying to, like, buy her a wand and give her the ring first thing the day, like, in the morning. First thing in the morning when we're going on rides. Because otherwise that means that I've got to ride rides with a fucking ring. All, like, we're going upside down, we're going through all these rides. I don't want to carry a ring with me because, like, I'm the least responsible person in the entire world. I'll drop the ring. So, meanwhile, like, no, she doesn't, she's like, no, you got to get me a ring at the end of the night. Like, no, you gotta give me a wand at the end of the night. I don't want to carry a wand. Thanks for correcting me. I don't want to carry a wand around all day riding rides in Harry Potter Land. But I'm like, no, you gotta have a wand. No, just if you're gonna get it at the end, because I don't want to carry a wand. So I'm like, fuck. I've got to rock a ring on me for the entire day,
like in a big,
riding rides. Not, no, I didn't have the holder. I put it in like a bag, and then I put like a bunch of Kleenex in it. In case, like, you know, we went over a turn and, like, I don't know if the diamond could, like, break off of the ring. I don't know how rings work.
So neurotic.
I thought it was the, I mean, I didn't want to even buy the, it's expensive. But, you know, chicks love, they want an engagement ring. So, like, you know, I got to buy a ring, but, like, I don't want to break it. So I put it in a bag with a bunch of Kleenex to pat it up. I keep it in my sock. And luckily, I wear long socks. I don't wear short socks. I've got it, like, in my ankle.
Wore the socks up to his knees that day.
Yeah, wore the socks up to my knees that day. Absolutely. And, like, going, and the whole time, I'm like, okay, got to be careful. We're going upside down here, like, keeping tabs on this ring the whole time. Finally, I make it through, buy the wand, grab the, and then right before I bought the wand, I moved the ring from my sock to my pocket. And then I slyly take the ring, put it on the wand. And I buy her the wand, and she pulls the wand out. She's like, you know, being pretty, I mean, trying to, like, be happy about it. But really, she's like, that's a fucking chunk of wood with, like, I mean, you know, whatever. I'm like, oh, no, there's something wrong with this wand. There's something wrong with this wand. So I grab it from her, put the ring on the wand, turn around, and I'm like, Lisa, will you marry me? Apparently, you're supposed to have a speech, like, when you propose to a girl. I was, will you marry? Lisa, will you marry me? That's what I said. And then she's like, okay. That was her response. okay? And then, like, you know, everything set in. Started crying, and we hugged and kissed, and we got married. So that's, I proposed.
So you proposed.
I
was, that was the answer to my question.
Short story long, I proposed.
To record.
We're still recording, but I just did a good send-off. I just talked about my fucking proposal.
Yeah, ruined it.
Okay, he's still gone. So, okay.
What a cunt.
Eh, whatever.
What a bitch.
So,
anyways,
yeah,
DMC so. Pod, Podbean, music lyric said weirdly. It's good. We're done.
All right.